I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. Police in Council Bluffs reported late Thursday night that a boy who went missing earlier that same afternoon was found in Council Bluffs. 11-year-old Ricky Lee Comer Jr. was taken into custody and brought to a local hospital for a welfare check only. He was not injured. Authorities say the boy left his home at around 4 p.m. Thursday and made a comment about possibly harming himself. Police say Comer Jr. had also told his friends about trying to walk to Carter Lake to find his father. The Atlantic Police Department Thursday afternoon released additional details about an accident which occurred at around 9 a.m. Thursday. Officials say Beth McDermott and Belinda Morris, both of Atlantic, were transported to the Cass County Hospital following the crash on East 7th Street between the Walmart and Super 8 Hotel. Both women's injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. Authorities say Morris's vehicle was traveling east on Highway 6 or 7th Street and had proceeded to turn left into the Super 8 driveway when she was hit by the westbound McDermott vehicle. Morris was issued a citation for failure to yield when making a left turn. Damage from the crash amounted to $20,000. Improperly installed light fixtures in a recently renovated classroom were to blame for an incident Wednesday morning at the Atlantic Middle School, which resulted in minor injuries to three students. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said Thursday that the third-floor classroom where the incident took place and two other rooms with similar light fixtures were evacuated while the contractor and architect were contacted.
The electrical contractor for the project came up and checked all the lights and took a look at the one that actually failed. It appears that there were two sets of lights that weren't installed to the specs, and that appears to be what caused the failure.
Amstein said he received word about the incident happening in the third floor classroom at around 9 a.m. Wednesday from Atlantic Middle School Principal Cam Smith.
Said that a fixture had fallen and that it actually had hit a student in the head and scratched a couple others. So those folks were sent down to our school nurse, and I think the one that was hit in the head actually went on to the doctor later on. And thank goodness none of them were injured seriously, and thank goodness they're all back in school.
Amstein said the contractor made sure the problems were corrected Wednesday afternoon. He said the contractor's insurance is expected to handle any medical or property damages.
Certainly our contractor has insurance coverage, and you know that's something we insure before the project actually starts. So I think any type of damage that needs to be reimbursed, any type of medical expenses that might need to be reimbursed from the contractor, will go ahead and pursue.
That fixture that fell was in four sections and fell on a type of domino effect, according to Amstein. He said it's not the type of thing one expects to have happen after an expensive renovation project has taken place.
Oh, good Lord, no. And, you know, my experience in renovation and construction projects is, you know, that's kind of a first for me. The good news is that no one was seriously injured, because it certainly had some potential to have ended that way.
And officials are investigating what may have caused 45 students at a Sioux City elementary school to get sick with a gastrointestinal illness. Sioux City School District spokeswoman Allison Benson said the students from Bryant Elementary either called in sick Thursday or were sent home early. Three staff members also called in sick. The Sioux City Journal reports that symptoms included vomiting and diarrhea. Siouxland District Health is investigating what may have caused the illness. Deputy Director Tyler Brock said officials will look at lunch menus and reports of sick employees missing work. And small domestic abuse shelters throughout Iowa are scrambling to remain open amid changes by state officials that will mean a loss of funding. The state attorney general's office last week notified 12 shelters, including the Family Crisis Support Network in Atlantic, which serves six counties in the area, that they will no longer receive state money. That's part of an effort to more effectively spend the dwindling funding that's available. The state will instead devote the money to eight larger shelters, which can deliver more extensive services to victims. Wendy Richter, executive director of the Family Crisis Support Network in Atlantic, said the loss of roughly $240,000 in several funding streams from the Crime Victim Assistance Division is very disappointing, but no decisions have been made on the future of the facility because that is not dictated by the state.
We own our own shelter, so it's up to us locally what we want to do with it. Do we want to keep it up and running? Of course, we would not be specifically just domestic violence then. Again, it's up to us what we want to do with that, and at this point, we haven't made any decisions.
Richter said the FCSN's board of directors will be meeting several times in the next few weeks to determine what the best options are.
The board is looking at reevaluating all the services that we do. You know, some of the options are, will we continue to have the outreach offices? Well, the reality of it is, when this funding came down and Council Bluffs was approved, the funding, they were approved to cover all of the service area that Family Crisis currently serves. So that means if we want to go ahead and continue serving in the capacity that we are serving in, we will be going against the guidelines of the state.
Richter said tremendous community support in the past has enabled the shelter to remain open and for them to set aside funds to continue operations through the end of the current fiscal year.
We, you know, of course, have been able to put funds into a rainy day account, and I guess, you know, we're looking at this as being a rainy day situation. So if possible, we would like to go ahead and use our own funds plus any local support that we receive to maintain that shelter facility. However, this is why the state did what they did, is they looked at it and said shelters are a huge expense and they aren't what victims of domestic violence need.
Richter agrees with that assessment to some extent.
Shelter is our most important service that we have. However, it's the least utilized, just because with no contact orders, people are able to stay in their own homes and have the protection in their own homes. And generally, it's not until it's a serious situation that they have to come into shelter. So the need is there, and it is the most expensive service that we offer. Just because of all of the red tape that goes along with having the shelter, everything that you have to have is expensive.
Janelle Malone, the Attorney General's office, said that changes are needed to more effectively help victims at a time when federal funding passed through the state government has repeatedly dropped. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.